Welcome to Meet an African Pastor podcast. My name is Anthony Seitzma, and in this podcast, I interview different African pastors so that people around the world can hear about what their lives are like and pray for them. And most importantly, this gives all of us an opportunity to learn from the African church. Thank you for listening. Welcome, everyone, to the podcast once again. This time I am seated in Egypt, and I've just gotten to know a local pastor in Luxor, Egypt, and I'm very grateful to learn from him. And I'll ask him to share with us first his name and about his family and the church that he serves.
My name is Mahrous Karam. I'm the pastor of the Evangelical Church in Luxor. 19 years ago.
متزوج من صباح نادي.
Married to Madame Sabah.
عندي ثلاثة أولاد أكرم 24 سنة.
I have three children. Akram is 24 years old.
And
20.
Awsam 17 sana.
Awsam 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell us more about the church that you are pastoring.
Ana bakhdem fi الكنيسه الانجليه في الاقصر. الكنيسه الانجليه تاسست سنه 1907 بدات الخدمه.
I'm the pastor of the Evangelical Church here in Luxor, which was associated actually originally 1907.
الكنيسة بتخدم المجتمع عن طريق الخدمة والعبادة.
The church served the community through ceremonies and some services.
عندنا مستوصف طبي.
We have a medical center.
عندنا حضانة قبل الكنيسة قبل المدرسة.
We have a kindergarten before the schools.
الكنيسة بتخدم ثلاث قرى كمان صغيرين بترعاهم في الخدمة.
The church looks after three small villages.
الكنيسة عندنا اجتماعات يوم الأحد صباحا ومساء.
We have meetings in the church at Sunday morning and evening.
يوم الاثنين اجتماع شباب جامعة.
Monday for youth.
يوم الثلاثاء اجتماع السيدات.
Tuesday the ladies committee.
الخميس اعدادي وثانوي.
Thursday primary and secondary school, prep and secondary school.
صلاة.
And prayer service.
يوم الجمعة مدرسة الأحد.
Friday Sunday school.
يوم السبت درس الكتاب.
Saturday studying Bible.
So in the US we worship on Sunday, but I think here it's different. You said yes. Friday?
Yes.
And also, do you have Sunday night?
Yes, and Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Okay.
The main service Sunday night.
Main one Sunday night.
Because okay. Sunday morning is work.
Yes. People are at work on yes. Sunday.
Well, Sunday morning actually is for tourists also who are residents in Luxor.
So okay.
Mainly.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday is a holiday in the government, so
mm-hmm.
It has something.
So you're also welcoming tourists to your church every week.
ايوه احنا بنرحب بالاجانب وقبل كوفيد كان عندنا اجتماع انجليزي يوم الاحد صباحا بعد الاجتماع العربي.
Before the pandemic we had a service, special service in English for residents in Luxor.
Okay. So what percentage of the population is Christian in Egypt? Do you know?
قد ايه نسبة المسيحيين في مصر؟
يعني ما فيش عدد رسمي لكن غالبا 10% ل 12%.
Around 10 to 12%.
Okay. And Egypt has a long history of Christianity. How does that make you feel as an Egyptian Christian? Are you proud of that heritage?
انتم
المسيحيه في مصر من بدايه دخول وجود المسيحيه. دي حاجه رائعه لانه عندنا تاريخ بيحكي عن ازاي الكنيسه الاولى كانت قويه في مصر.
Christianity in Egypt started from the beginning of Christianity. And that's a long time with a long history in Egypt.
في كنائس كتير اندثرت لكن الكنيسة المصرية قعدت قوية وواجهت كل المشاكل بقوة وبإيمان.
Some churches in the world perished, but in Egypt the church stayed strong all the time, most of the times.
في دماء كتير من الشهداء.
They shed many blood. Christians in Egypt, a long history.
وفي ناس لاهوتيين كتير على مر التاريخ من مصر.
Many theological
theologians and theological teachings.
From the first centuries of Christianity are from Egypt.
Yeah, that's great. Now I heard that your church building recently moved. Can you tell us that story?
دي معجزة.
That's a miracle.
في مصر كمان معجزة كبيرة.
In Egypt it's a big miracle.
علشان كمان احنا الحكومة هي اللي بنت المبنى الجديد بفخامته وجماله ده.
Because the government built this new building with its beauty and grandeur.
وفي بركات كتيرة في المبنى الجديد.
So much blessing in the new building.
الكنيسة القديمة كانت على طريق الكباش.
The old church was on Sphinx Avenue.
والحكومة كانت عايزة تكشف الطريق ده في السياحة.
The government was restoring excavating the Sphinx Avenue.
واحنا ككنيسة كنا بنقول ما عندناش مشكلة ان احنا نتنقل لمكان تاني.
And as a church we said no problem to move to other place.
فكان في اتفاق بيننا وبين الحكومة.
And there was agreement between the church and the government.
انهم يبنوا المبنى هنا ويجهزوا لي العبادة والصلاة.
That they will arrange the building, the land for the church.
وبعد كده يهدوا المبنى القديم.
And then knock down the old church.
واحنا بنشكر الله من 2020 نقلنا هنا.
And we thank God a lot for we moved at 2020.
وشايفين انه في بركات كتيره من الرب في المكان هنا.
And we see so much blessings from God to this place.
صحيح في الاول كنا خايفين وشايفين انه الموضوع صعب.
At the beginning we thought that we had some worries and we thought it's hard.
لان احنا قعدنا 10 سنين من 2010 ل 2020 في الامر ده.
Because we had 10 years arguments with this with this thing moving the church.
لكن نشكر الله هي معجزة حقيقية.
But finally it is a miracle.
وكمان بنشكر الله انه الدولة قدرت تعمل حاجة زي كده وتدينا المبنى ده.
And we thank God that the government gave us this land and this place.
دي يمكن ما حصلتش قبل كده.
It didn't happen before.
عشان كده احنا بنقول انها معجزة.
That's why we say this is a miracle.
قابلنا تحديات كتير في الطريق في الوقت ده.
We had many challenges along the way.
لكن الرب كان بيقف معنا.
Always God was fixing everything.
كمان الناس الأعضاء هنا كانوا خايفين.
And the Christians in the church were worried about
إنه ما يحصلش الاتفاق يعني يضحكوا علينا.
That they cheat us or bluff us. No.
لكن الحمد لله نشكر الله.
But we thank God a lot that it didn't happen.
So the government did a great job of taking care of you. Now it sounds like the church was on the avenue of the Sphinx, you said?
Yes.
So for the people listening, how would you, what is the avenue of the Sphinx?
Sphinx Avenue is just an ancient avenue of Sphinx. Along between two temples in Luxor, and it's about 2.7 kilometers of about 13,000 statues. Oof. And that works the plan to excavate this, bring it up from under buildings, is a long time before, but recently the government insisted to reveal or to restore this Sphinx Avenue. That's why they knocked lots of buildings.
Okay, so yeah. The 13,000
statues, yeah.
And it was discovered under... under the church building also. Okay.
Two or four or three of them were under the church.
Yeah. So you live in a place with so much history.
Of course.
Yeah. That they had to uncover those ancient valuables, and then the church had to move.
Yeah.
But you were also gracious to be willing to move.
Yeah.
So have you settled well into the new neighborhood, the new community?
هل يعني ثبتت في المكان بالنسبة للجيران والمحيطين يعني
احنا كنا خايفين من الجيران لأنه ما نعرفهمش.
We also were worried about the neighborhood, the community around us because it's
لكن اللي حصل عكس كده.
But what happened actually was the opposite.
كنيسة لما جت هنا عملت أمان للمكان.
When the church came to this country part, it made it more secure.
كمان بنعمل لهم خدمة طبية فاحنا بنخدمهم خدمة لكل الناس مسيحيين وغير مسيحيين.
We have the medical center that serves the community around us, and we serve anybody, you know, Muslims and Christians.
بنزورهم في الأعياد مع بعض بنتظاهر.
We visit each other in feasts and
فهنا الناس يعني مرحبين بينا نشكر الله.
So people like the church here.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that people hear about the church in Egypt is that there's what's known as the Coptic Church. That's how we know it. But you're from the Evangelical Church. So help us to understand, how is your church similar or different from the Coptic church in Egypt?
ايه اخبار
احنا مختلفين عن بعض. الكنيسه الانجليه مختلفه عن الكنيسه الارثوذكسيه في شكل العباده.
Evangelical church and Coptic are different in some ceremonies, some
في الطقس.
Some how you practice the ceremonies.
ولكن احنا بينا وبينهم علاقات محبة لأنه احنا مسيحيين في الأول وفي الآخر يعني.
But we love each other. Because essentially we are Christians, so we love each other. We have love.
الكنيسة الإنجليزية أقلية بالنسبة ليهم، هم أكثر عددا.
Evangelical church is a minority in Christians in Egypt. Of course, Coptic is the majority.
Okay.
هم عندهم خدمات كتير، لكن إحنا علاقتنا بيهم على المستوى الشخصي علاقة محبة وسلام.
They have a lot of ceremonies. But generally, we have a very good relation with the Coptic Church. We love each other. We have connections to each other.
How, maybe you don't know, but I'm wondering how old the Evangelical Church is in Egypt. When did it start?
أعتقد من 1856 تأسست الكنيسة الإنجليزية في مصر. الإرساليات جت مصر في الوقت ده.
I think it's 1856.
Okay.
That's when started missionaries, evangelical missionaries in Egypt.
Okay. Let me ask more about you. How did you feel called to become a pastor?
أنا كنت بشتغل وبعد ما اتجوزت.
I was working as an accountant. Then I got married and I had Akram.
كان عنده سنة.
1 year old.
في الوقت ده كنت أنا بخدم مع الشباب.
That time I was serving with the youth.
ومراتي مع مدارس الأحد.
And my wife with the Sunday school.
في كنيستي الأولى للإنجليزية في القاهرة.
In Cairo, in a church.
وكنا بنصلي ونفكر عايزين نتفرغ للخدمه عشان نخدم الرب بكل وقتنا وخدمه وفلوس ومالنا يعني.
As a couple we prayed a lot to serve God more and more.
وشاركت الأسيس اللي كان بيخدمنا الراعي بتاعنا هناك.
I shared the services with a church pastor there.
شجعنا جدا على ان احنا ندرس.
He encouraged us to study in this seminary.
درست كلية في القاهرة.
I studied there.
وفي الكليه في نظام انهم بيعينونا في كنيسه ما فيهاش قسيس.
And then the system is to send you to a church without a pastor, empty church in Sunday in summer
time. فجيت في كنيسه انا الانجليه.
I came to Kena Evangelical Church.
قعدت 6 شهور.
For 6 months.
كانت كنيسه الاقصر بيدوروا على قسيس.
In Luxor, they were looking for a pastor.
قدموا لي دعوة.
And they invited me to.
عملنا لهم زيارات أكثر من زيارة.
We visited Luxor many times, me and my wife.
واتوافقنا وجينا يعني وجهات النظر اتفقنا عليها وجينا بخدم هنا والرب مباركني جدا.
Then we had agreement with them and God blessed me a lot in Luxor.
Great. Let's look at again about being a Christian in Egypt. We know that Christians are the minority here. What has God taught you or taught the church because of living as a minority? What are some of the lessons you've learned about God or learned about life being a minority in the country?
وعديت بيها كونك أقلية.
إحنا كأقلية هنا مرات كتير بنحس إنه إحنا عشان ناخد حاجة بناخدها بالمجهود بالتعب يعني.
As a minority, sometimes we feel that when you ask for something, you have to do a lot to get it.
ولكن من 20 سنة الوضع اتغير.
But 20 years ago, many things has changed.
اعتقد انه ابتدينا نشعر ان احنا زينا يعني فيش اقليه واغلبيه.
We started to feel not a minority but normal.
ولكن دائما الاقليه بتقدم محبه للناس.
But always the minority should offer love for the community.
ازاي تبقى مؤثره وهي قليله.
How to be effective even as a minority.
فبتوجد لها مكانة حتى لو كانت قليلة لكن موجودة وسط الأغلبية.
Even when you're a minority but you can find a place for you in the majority.
الدرس مهم انه ازاي يبقى الواحد مؤثر وسط المجتمع.
The lesson is how to be effective in the community.
مش بس بالكلام لكن بالأفعال.
Not only by talking but by works.
الدرس الثاني الواحد كمان ما يعملش حاجة غلط تتمسك عليه يعني بيمشي صح.
Second, you always look for your steps. You never do something wrong.
كل ما يبقى الواحد فاهم بيعمل ايه كل ما يبقى الناس بتطمن وبتنسى ان هو أقلية.
You know, you have to know exactly what you're doing. Then people
بنقابل ناس في الأغلبية بيخافين يتعاملوا معانا.
Sometimes we meet people majority and they are worried to treat us or to deal with us because they know nothing about then we tell them who we are.
مش بنستعجل نقول حاجة تخليهم يقفلوا مننا ويتضايقوا.
We deal with them slowly. Not past here.
في الأول بيبقى هدفنا كمان نساعدهم.
And our goal actually at the beginning, from the beginning, how to help them.
بعد كده بنبقى قريبين فيبقى الدنيا مفتوحة أسهل.
Later we get closer to each other and then things go smoothly and easily.
Do you have any story to share about how God has used this church to bless other people, to help other people?
ايوه طبعا حقيقي احنا من لما جينا هنا الناس هنا فقيره شويه عن المدينه.
Of course. When we first came to this place, people here are not rich, they are poor. كوميونيتي.
اعتقد الخدمه الطبيه عندنا بتوصل محبه لان احنا بنعملها تقريبا بمسؤوليتنا.
I think the medical center helped a lot to show love for the community here.
بنقدمهم خدمة حقيقية وبتكلفة قليلة قوي.
And the service is very cheap compared to outside.
ما زالت الكنيسة لغاية دلوقتي هي اللي بتدفع للدكاترة الفلوس والمصاريف وال...
Still the church pay doctors and the expenses of this medical center.
الحاجة التانية حقيقي الناس هنا عشان فقيرة فحاسين انه لما الكنيسة جات عملت لهم قيمة, يعني الكنيسة ادتهم قيمة للمكان هنا.
The church made people, these poor people feel that they are now important to the church and they felt they have really good feelings about the church between them here. Near
them.
They didn't even know the name of the church at the beginning, but now they everybody knows the name.
As you think about your church, and then you think about the churches in other countries of Africa, or in the United States, or Europe, what are some of the strengths of your church and other Egyptian churches? What are the strengths of your churches here?
إيه موطن القوة بتاع الكنيسة في هنا أو في الأرثوذكس؟
أعتقد القوة في الكنيسة إنها بتقدر إلى الآن توصل رسالة المسيح.
The power of the church or the strengths point of the church is how to reach people with the service of God, Jesus Christ, especially between youth, among youth, young people. They have the financial problems. The other challenge with atheists and thinking so much about other things.
بين انه عندنا الشغل هنا في مصر مش اقل من 12 ساعه في اليوم, 10 ساعات 12 ساعه.
Also working here in Egypt is 10 to 12 hours a day.
ازاي الواحد يقدر يعمل وقت يوافق الناس دي ويقدر يقدم خدمه تبقى مريحه وفي نفس الوقت سريعه ومؤثره.
How can I find time to have a service that is fast and reach them easily and to be effective, also effective service.
Are there lessons that you think other churches around the world can learn, lessons that they can learn from Egyptian churches?
يقدروا يتعلموا انه الكنيسة معناها اقلية ومعنى قدامها تحديات كبيرة لكن قادرة توقف على رجليها.
They can learn even with being a minority as a church but still can stand and face all the challenges.
ازاي واجهت كل العواصف في العشرين قرن اللي فاتوا وما زالت الكنيسة قوية.
How the Coptic or the Christian church in Egypt faced all these storms during the 2000 years.
وسط الألم بيطلع فيه شغل كتير قوي قوي.
In the midst of pain, many work blessings are coming out of this.
Great. Let me now come back to you and your daily ministry here. I want to ask a few questions just to get to know you. So first, let me ask, what is your favorite book of scripture in the Bible? What your favorite book?
كل البايبل جميل.
All the Bible. All the Bible is.
But I study Ephesus.
Ephesians.
Yes.
So that is your favorite book to preach?
Yes.
Why?
أفسس رسالة من الرسائل اللي فيها الجزء العملي يتحداني كتير، الجزء التطبيقي يعني.
I find it very challenging the practical part of this of the book.
خصوصا العلاقات، العلاقة بين الإنسان والله.
Especially the relationship between man and God.
وبين الإنسان والإنسان.
And man and man.
فالعلاقات حاجة ضرورية ومهمة قوي في الحياة.
Relationship is one of the most important things.
يمكن نص خدماتي فيها جزء وتلميح عن العلاقات.
Maybe half of my services I'm talking about relations between people and God.
Okay. And do you preach every week?
Yes, twice every week, Sunday morning and evening. Almost.
Twice every week. And do you know how many hours you take to prepare one sermon? How many hours of study and preparation to prepare one?
أنا ببدأ من يوم الاثنين أفكر في الأحد اللي بعده.
From Monday, I start to arrange for the next Sunday.
ولكن في مرات كتير بيبقى عندي أفكار لمدة خمس وعظات ورا بعض أو أكثر.
Many times I have planned for five ceremonies, five weeks.
5 weeks ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I preach twice in week, and أنا بعد الدرس كتابي وبالسبت كمان.
He makes Saturday scripture study, Bible study.
درست سفر الرؤيا قبل كده مع الكنيسة ورسالة روميا.
Revelation and روميا.
روميا. Romans.
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 Yeah. ودرست دانيال.
I studied Daniel.
ودلوقتي في هوشع.
هوشع. Now.
And are you the only one preaching at this church?
انت الوحيد اللي بت
لا في ناس بيوعظوا كتير، بدرب ناس كتير بياخدوا مكاني مره كل شهر مثلا او
That's what I like. Actually not only me but I'm trying to train some people to make service.
Okay. So you're always mentoring and training others. That's very good.
بيخدموا بيوعظوا في الاجتماعات الفرعيه في اعدادي وثانوي
وجامعه. And in small groups they do service.
In small groups. But how many people in the congregation in the church? How many people?
كم عدد؟ 120 واحد مثلا. About 120.
120. Okay. Yeah. Now every week, what is your favorite part of ministry that you just love to do? Is it preaching or caring for people or teaching? What is your favorite?
أنا بحب أسأل عن ناس كتير.
I like to ask for people who couldn't come to the service.
لكن كمان بحب أبقى بجهز وعظة تبقى فيها جزء يتحدى الناس دائما، كل مرة أقول الناس عايزين إيه اللي يتحداهم يعني.
I always try to see the challenges that is the church is facing.
وفي جزء إداري لإدارة الكنيسة بعد كده.
And some things to arrange the work in the church.
Do you have a day that you take a rest each week?
Maybe a half day.
Half day.
When my wife in work.
When your wife is at work. Which day of the week?
Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Monday morning.
So, when you rest, what do you do for fun, or what do you do for rest?
لما بترتاح يعني إيه بتعمل إيه؟ Sleep.
بعد في البيت. لا بعد في البيت مع الأسرة.
Stay at home with the family.
Stay with family.
يوم الأسرة.
Are you reading books?
Yeah, every day.
What book are you reading right now?
Now? التلمذة المالية.
This.
The cyber chef. The cyber chef worker here.
So a book about discipleship.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Discipleship.
Yes. All right.
You can read in English.
So most of your Most of your Christian books you can get in Egypt here?
Yes.
Written in Arabic?
Or translate.
Or translated. Ah, okay.
This is translate.
Do you also read any theology books that were written by people in the West?
Yes.
But you also have theologians in Egypt who are writing books. Okay.
Yes.
That's very good. Well, we're getting to the end of our time.
Okay.
I have two questions left. Let me ask first how people who are listening can pray for you and how can they pray for the church. So what are your prayer requests for you?
طلباتك في الصلاة بالنسبة ليك انت وللكنيسة عامة.
يعني احنا محتاجين الناس يصلوا لنا عشان الرب يدينا ناس تخدم معنا بجزء من الوقت. عندنا مشكلة في الخدمة التطوعية.
We have a problem in volunteering to work, to serve. So we asked the church to pray for God to send more volunteers work in his field.
Okay.
خصوصاً إحنا عندنا ثلاث قرى بنخدمهم.
Especially when we serve three small villages around Luxor.
التحدي الثاني في الكنيسة هنا إحنا كمان عايزين نبقى عندنا مجموعات صغيرة للمساندة والرعاية.
We need to have small groups here to support the work in the church.
هدف الكنيسة السنة دي إزاي نربط بين الكتاب المقدس وبين الرسالية الخروج للعالم.
Our goal now in this year is to combine the how we can study the Bible to send us to serve the community, to disciple us.
في المجتمع اللي حوالينا. يعني
in our community around.
Yeah.
كمان بيحتاجين الناس تصلي لنا انه الرب يفتح عينين ناس كتير في الوقت ده تعرف الرب من خلالنا.
And we want everybody to pray that God opened the eyes of people who didn't have a relationship.
زي ما احنا بنصلي لكل الكنائس كل عالم
الرب يستخدم كل الكنائس. Always for the church anywhere in the world to for God to send people to serve. We need everybody to pray for the wars around us, around Egypt, in this area.
محتاجين صلاة الكنيسة كمان يبقى ليها دور مع الناس اللي حوالينا لأن في ناس كتير فقدت شغلها وعندها مشاكل صحية كبيرة.
We need also to support people or to pray for supporting people who had medical problems or financial problems, lost their jobs or can't work.
So with the war in Sudan, do you have refugees coming to Luxor?
Yes. Sudan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Iraq.
And there's some even staying in Luxor.
Not on Luxor only, but in all Egypt.
Does your church have any interaction with those refugees?
Indirect way. Yeah.
Now, how can people pray for you and your family?
الرعاة بيتحاربوا حقيقي في انه الرب يدينا نعمة ازاي نقدر نستوعب الناس ازاي نقدر نتحمل البشر التعامل مع البشر صعب.
It is a war always against pastors that they have to fight for how to deal with people and how to look after them.
ازاي وسط المشاكل الواحد يبقى بيظهر صورة المسيح.
How in the midst of problems you have to show the love of the Christ.
انا دايما بصلي ان ربي يديني اتضاع عشان الاتضاع ده هو المفتاح بتاع ان ازاي نخدم الناس.
I always pray for God makes me humble because being humble that makes you reach everybody easily and be acceptable.
كلنا بنعاني، يمكن في مصر اغلب الاسس بيعانوا التحدي المالي والمعيشه اللي دايما بتبقى اكتر من الامكانيات.
Especially in Egypt, pastors face a financial problem in the church.
كمان يعني عندنا تحدي تاني ازاي نتعامل مع الحكومه ومع الجهات المسؤوله عننا بحكمه.
The other challenge is we pray that God gives wisdom for dealing with the government and the authorities which needs a lot of wisdom and with the majority.
Yeah. Very good. Now my last question, or it's kind of two questions. What encouragement do you have for your fellow pastors from around Africa who are listening? What can you share with them? What can you instruct them? What can you encourage them? The pastors in Uganda, in Ghana, South Africa, Kenya, what can you share with them as they're listening to you? What would you like to share with your brothers in these other countries?
انا عايز اشجعهم في افريقيا بالذات، انا عارف ان الامور عندهم اصعب من عندنا.
I want to encourage them in Africa. I know that things are worse, much more worse than in Egypt.
وعارف ان هم بيشتغلوا وسط تحديات كتيره وسط المنطقه في افريقيا.
And I know that they have lots of challenges in Africa.
بس الكتاب بيقول من يزرع بالدموع يحصد بالابتهاج.
But the Bible says who puts the seed with joy, with tears, will harvest with happiness.
شجعهم قوي انه وسط الارهاب والامور المعاكسه للمسيحيه.
A lot in the midst of terrorism and anti-Christianity.
اقول لهم اشتغلوا بقوه، يعني
work hard. Always look at God.
ما تبصوش على التحديات والصعوبات اللي قدامك.
Don't look at the troubles or circumstances around you. Always put your eyes on God.
Now the last question, we also have listeners in North America, like the United States.
Yes.
What encouragement or instruction or message do you have for them as they listen to you?
شمال أفريقيا وأوروبا، أصلي إنه يبقوا مؤثرين بحسب الحرية اللي عندهم، في انهم ازاي يستخدموا الحريه في انهم يعلنوا اسم المسيح.
I ask them, they have a privilege of freedom, liberty, to use this freedom to serve God the right way and the good way.
وترجع المسيحيه بقوه في اوروبا وامريكا.
And Christianity becomes again like before, strong and effective.
انا عارف انه في ناس امناء كتير في اوروبا وامريكا، انا قابلت ناس منهم.
I know that there are many faithful believers in America, North America and Europe.
كانت تحدي في افريقيا تحدي اقتصادي او مالي، لكن هناك تحدي انساني.
The difference is our challenge always is financial or human challenges, but
تحدي انساني، يعني ازاي يخلوا الانسان يبقى محتاج الى الله.
The challenge is against the mentality of young people especially.
All right, is there anything else you want to share before we close?
شكرا، انا بشكرك كثير على هذه الفرصه، الرب يباركك في اللي انت بتعمله.
I thank you a lot and God bless you for what you're doing.
واتمنى اسمع مشاركات على الموقع.
I hope to see many shares on the website or
this. Thank you very much for your time. This has been a wonderful privilege for me to sit with you before I head back to Uganda.
شكرا يا أنتوني.
شكرا. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too.